Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Wilbur Howard. Batting second. The right fielder, Greg Gross. Batting third. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bob Watson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roger Metzger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Roberts. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Roberts. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting second. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting third. The third baseman, Joe Torre. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jack Hyman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Tate. Pitching for the New York Mets, Randy Tate. And now, play ball. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard takes first base on ball four. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a stolen base and an error. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Howard scores. One out. It's 1-0, Astros. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kleins. Cedeno reaches second base with a double. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive towards short. Hyman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cedeno scores. It's 2-0, Astros. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kleins moves to second. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. Kleins moves to third. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger fields it and throws to second for the out. Kleins scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Kleins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hydman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hydman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman juggles the ball. That's an error on Kingman. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Cedeno hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0-for-1 in the game. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Randy Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kleins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first, with Tate covering, for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metzger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-1 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torre moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub strikes out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Torre moves to third. Kingman moves to second. Jack Hydeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hydeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hydeman strikes out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Metzger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Roberts for the out. One out. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydeman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard moves to second. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hydeman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Howard moves to third. Gross moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 0 for 2 in the game. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard scores. Gross scores. Cedeno moves to second. It's 4-1, Astros. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Cedeno moves to third. Watson moves to second. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell is walked intentionally. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cedeno scores. Watson scores. Boswell moves to third. Rader moves to second. It's 6-1, Astros. Jesu Alou now playing left field. Gene Kline's now playing center field. Ken Sanders now pitching. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boswell scores. There goes Rader trying to get to home. Kline's throws the ball into Grote, who tags Rader, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 7-1, Astros. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Cruz now playing left field. Wilbur Howard now playing center field. Jesu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Metzger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Kline's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline's is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kline's takes first base on ball 4. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kleins moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 7-4, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Jack Hyndman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyndman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hyndman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Howard who is chasing the ball. Hyndman reaches third base with a triple. Staub scores. Grote goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6, Astros. John Milner pinch hits for Ken Sanders. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Watson scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 7, and the Mets 6. The Astros will come to bat. Hank Webb now pitching. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Kleins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Howard moves to second. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Howard moves to third. Gross moves to second. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Howard scores. Gross scores. Cruz moves to second. It's 9-6, Astros. Tom Hall now pitching. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Helms pinch hits for Ken Boswell. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Helms now playing second base. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kleins strikes out. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Torre hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Raider settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 6. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Raider is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raider is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Raider is hit by the pitch. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Metzger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Heidman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 3 in the game. Roberts bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. Two outs. Wilbur Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Metzger moves to second. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gross hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Metzger trying to get to home. Alou throws the ball in to Grote, who tags Metzger, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Howard moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Heidman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heidman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Heidman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Raider settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 6. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cruz strikes out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Watson strikes out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 9, and the Mets 6. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns pinch hits for Tom Hall. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Helms scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Howard. Alou reaches second base with a double. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kleins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Helms reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Howard. Milan reaches second base with a double. Alou scores. It's 9-7, Astros. Wayne Granger now pitching. Joe Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Torre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milan scores. It's 9-8, Astros. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-9, Mets. Jim Crawford now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Staub is hit by the pitch. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Grote hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Jack Hyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hyman hits a line drive towards short. Metzger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Astros 9. The Astros will come to bat. Wayne Garrett now playing third base. Harry Parker now pitching. Joe Torre now playing first base. Tommy Helms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helms is 0-for-1 in the game. Helms hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Rader hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Milbourne pinch runs for Doug Rader. Roger Metzger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Metzger hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cliff Johnson pinch hits for Jim Crawford. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 10, and Houston Astros, 9. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.